USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
More than 100,000 customers are already without electricity in Louisiana. Hurricane Barry weakened back to a tropical storm after making landfall in Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards explained that while the storm was downgraded, some residents still required assistance.
The U.S. Coast Guard did rescue 11 people from their flooded homes in Ile-de-Jean Charles this morning in the lower portion of Terrebonne Parish. That area is outside the hurricane protection system of Terrebonne and was under a voluntary evacuation order.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says rain bands make the storm appear faster than it is.
Looks like the storms are moving fast, but the reality is they're moving over the same area. So you don't have to be near the center to have problems. 50 miles, 100 miles, 150 miles away, you could have some of those flooding rains. So a very dangerous situation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34- Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says city officials there will not help with the ICE immigration raids set to begin tomorrow. She tells CNN.
I think as a mayor of the city, the thing that I am obligated to do is to speak our values. Our values are not about terrorizing people. It's not about demonizing individuals who are productive members of our community.
Simona Halep beats Serena Williams in straight sets for her first Wimbledon win. The action from Wimbledon Channel Radio.
Halep serves. Williams' backhand up the center. The forehand from Halep is good. The backhand, the forehand from Williams is into the net. And Simona Halep is down on her knees behind the baseline. She cannot believe it. We have a Romanian champion in the ladies' singles.
It was Halep's second Grand Slam title following her triumph at Roland Garros last year. The result denied Williams from equaling Margaret Court's all-time record of winning 24 Grand Slam single titles. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's big salute to America 4th of July celebration was over budget, costing taxpayers more than $5 million. USA's Winnie King reports.
District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser has asked President Trump to reimburse the $1.7 million his salute to America 4th of July celebration cost her government. In a letter to the president, Bowser said, the president's event and adjacent First Amendment demonstrations depleted the district's already taxed emergency planning and security fund by nearly $2 million. She also said the Trump administration has yet to reimburse the district the $7.3 million cost related to the 2017 presidential inauguration. The president's salute to America consisted of an assortment of military equipment, such as tanks and several flyovers. In anticipation of the cost, the National Park Service diverted nearly $2.5 million for the celebration. The president said before the event that the cost would be little compared to its worth.
As people in Louisiana continue to deal with Barry, Anna Zarella of the local SPCA talks about pet-friendly shelter options.
Think about where can you go with your pet. So a lot of hotels are pet-friendly, or in times of emergencies will waive their pet fees, but you need to call in advance. A lot of the human shelters, so when those rescues begin to happen, now have federally mandated to have some kind of plan for pets.
You're listening to USA Radio News.